let us again go over the Gemara Daf Samach Zayin and Medalev, but truly it's one big hemshech. The Mishnah and Daf Samach Vav and Medalev, let us learn the first two bavis of the Mishnah, and then we'll see the Gemara again. Kol makim sheyesh kedushin ve'ein aveira, havlad hilech achar hazocher. This kedushin, there's no aveira, so the blood is hilech achar hazocher, mishpachaisim lebeis habaisam, eize zu, v'kehenes, v'viyah v'yisraelis, shenosu, v'koyim, v'levi v'yisrael. That's the yesh kedushin ve'ein aveira. V'chol makim sheyesh kedushin v'yesh aveira, and havlad hilech achar hapogum. Veize zu amonu lekayim gogu, drusha v'chavutza lekayim hedyit, mamzeres v'nesina liyisrael. In all these three cases, the pegume is the yisha, she's a halola. In the first two cases, mamzeres v'nesina, and bas yisrael, the mamzol nasum, there the zocher is the pogum. So there, if there's kedushin and aveira, then we go most of the pogum. Look the Gemara. Kol makim sheyesh kedushin ve'ein aveir. Amalei Rav Shimon Rav Yechanan. So Reish Lakish yesh Rav Yechanan klalahu. This is a klal. Kol makim sheyesh kedushin ve'ein aveir. Hablad hoylech achar hazocho. Zatshu. Hareyer shenosa mamzeret. A ger married a mamzeret, v'yesh kedushin v'ein aveira, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds kahal gerim leikriko. So therefore, a ger is permitted to marry a mamzeret. Ba'af al pikein, Rabbi Yossi holds havlat eilech acher apogum, not after the zocher. The sanya we learned abereise, ger shenosa mamzeret, Avlad Mamzer Divrei Rabbi Yossi. So there's a case of Yesh Kedushin Ve'ein Aveire, and Rabbi Yossi holds you go Bosa the Pogum, you don't go Bosa the Zocher. Amalei, so Rabbi Yechanan answered him, Misovres Masnisin Rabbi Yossi. You think the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi, and then you have a big problem. So it doesn't stim with the Reish of the Mishnah. Masnisin Rabbi Yehudi. Our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Da Omar, Rabbi Yehuda holds. Ger lo yisa mamzeret. Now the ger is not allowed to marry mamzeret. Therefore, so a combination of a ger and a mamzeret is yesh kedushin v'yesh aveira. The yesh kedushin v'yesh aveira. So therefore, the halacha is an emes halacha. Avlad, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't belong in the Reisha, it belongs in the Sefer, and the Halach is stimmed with the Halach in the Sefer, Avlad Eilach Achar Apol. So that was Rabbi Yechanan's Tzeret to Reish Lakish. So the Gemara asks the Nisnaya, so why didn't the Mishnah in the Sefer speaks about all cases of Yesh Kedushin, Yesh Aveira, Amon l'kayim godol, drush v'chutzal l'kayim hegit, mamzeres l'Yisroel. No, so why didn't it say mamzeres l'ger? Why doesn't it mention this case? So, Rabbi Yechanan answered, tone kol mokim deseifer la'asuye. It says kol mokim. He says, the Sefer starts kol mokim. Sheyesh kedushin v'yesh aveira avlad eilech achar apogum. So the kol mokim is coming to be marbe. That another case that we did not mention. We mentioned mamzeres liyisrael. Kol mokim mamzeres leger is also the same aloche. It is yesh kedushin v'yesh aveira and eilech achar apogum. So now the Gemara says, I'll tell you a second time. Loilam Rabbi Yossi. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi. Now, according to Rabbi Yosi, we have a problem. So, Ager Shenosa Mamzeres, Yesh Kedushin Ve'ein Aveira. And the Halacha, the Mishnah tells us, the Halacha is Hilchan Acha Razocha, and Rabbi Yosi holds Hilchan Acha Apogu. So the Gemara answers, V'tona Eizoi Zu L'mu'utei. He says, that's what, let us be medayik the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol mokim sheyesh kedushin v'ein aveira havlav hilach achar hazocha. Ve'ezezu, but then we say, but this is only specific cases, not all cases. We mentioned four cases, yesh kedushin v'ein aveira. We mentioned the Kehanis will be the Israelis, three cases. Shanasa Lakain Lady of Israel. So these are Yesh Kedushin Vein Aveira. These cases we go for the Zoch. So it could be the, so we're saying this cloud, this generality for these three cases. That's it. Now you have another case. We never said it. By another case, the Halacha will be Hilchan Acha Zoch. So therefore, this other case that you're mentioning, according to Rabbi Yosi, Ager Shanasa Mamzeret, so you go for the Pogum. Because the skull of Hilchan Acha Zocha was only said by the three cases mentioned in the Mishnah. Rekte Gemore Vesuloi. So that's what you're telling me. That the klal of Yesh Kedushin Ve'ein Aveire, Hilchan Acha Zocha is only in these three cases. Varei Cholo Shenosa Bas Yisrael. A Cholo married a Bas Yisrael. The Yesh Kedushin Ve'ein Aveire and Havlat and Hilach Acher Azocha. We there the halacha is that the blood is Azocha. We go both to the father. The mother is a Yisraelis, the father is a Cholo, and the child is a Cholo. So there's another case of Yesh Kedushin Ve'ein Aveire Baruchon Acher Azocha. So why did the Mishnah only mention three cases? The Mishnah should have included this case also, a fourth case, that Cholo Shenosa Yisraelis Avlad is a Cholo. So Rabbi Yechanan answered, Holoi Kashe, Kirab Distoy Ben Rabbi Yudis Firalai. The Tana of a Mishnah holds like Rabbi Distoy Ben Rabbi Yudis, who holds that a Cholo Shenosa Yisraelis Yisraelis is a mikveh tare lechalolos, and the vlad is not a cholo. So then my teretz is very appropriate. So I told you that what the halacha is, that called yesh by kedushin vein by aveira hilchan achar azocha, that tafke in ezerzu, there's only these three cases. All other cases, you don't go back to the zocha. So therefore, Cholo Shanasi Yisraelis, the blood is not a cholo, like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Stoy ben Rabbi Yehuda. And also Ager Shanasi Mamzeres, also you don't go Vasa the Zoch, you go Vasa the Pogum, like Rabbi Yaisi. So if I can't, so the Mishnah is Meiredik Meduyik, the Mishnah said Eizezu, and only these three cases, the blood is Hoylech Acha Zochet. Rek the Gemara, I have another case. Re Yisroel Shenoso Chalolo. What is the din of Yisroel is Noso Chalolo? This is also a case of Kedushin. There's no Aveira. The Yesh Kedushin Vein Aveira. And Avlat Hoylech Acha Zochet. Here the din is, Re Yisroel marries a Chalolo. The blood is not a Chalolo. No. So now I'm asking a very good kasha. Say, Bazoi, the Mishnah, why did the Mishnah say there's only three? You just told me a Yisod Ezezu is a mean. Only these cases. That's Yesh Kedushin Vein Aveirim, Tavlad Eilach HaChazor. I got a fourth case. Yisrael Shenosa Chalola, the Yesh Kedushin Ve'ein Aveire, and here also the blood is Eilech Acha Hazocha, That means that Lot is not a cholo. No? So why didn't the Mishnah mention this? So the Gemara says, Tone kol mokim dereisha lasuyu. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah did mention it. There's a ribui of kol mokim. It says, kol mokim. That means we mentioned three cases that have lavas heilach achazocha. You married a Kohen Levi Yisrael. Only these three cases, but now we have a ribui of the beginning of the Mishnah, kol mokim, so kol mokim is marred another case. A Yisrael shenosa halola, you also go boso the zocha, and the blood is kosher. Correct the Gemara when it's naya behed. It's a modern maise. You say three cases, and because of these three cases, you see only these three cases, and then you say, oh, there's another case, also by the Kolmok, and say all four cases finished. Why did you say three cases, not any other? Oh, then there's another case also, so put the Kolmok, and let it say four cases. These are the four cases, Yesh Kedush Veinabeira, Ablat Elchachazor, Nisnaya Behegit. So the Gemara says, because I can't, Mishum Dulei Masnei Lo, because I can't stick it into the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the three cases that are mentioned in the Mishnah, we're speaking about the women of Kahanas Leviya the Yisrael. They married a Kohen Levi Yisrael. And these three cases, we said that you go Bosa the Zocha, the blood is, you're a Kohen, a Levi Yisrael, who's the husband. Now, what are you saying? Let's stick in a fourth case, Halala. By Halala, we also go Bosa the husband. If the husband is the Yisrael, so it's not a Halala. Heichi Nisnit. So what do you want me to say in the Mishnah? Kehenes Ulevia V'Yisraelis V'Halala. So we'll have four women. Shenises L'Kayim Levi V'Yisrael V'Halala L'Kayim V'Chazi. That means the way the Mishnah was set up, we have the women on one side, the men on the other side, and we go both to the Schorim. So you're asking, let's add on another woman, a Halola. But then we can't go with the Schorim. A Kohen will marry a Halola, the Vlad will be a Cholok. That's Yeshtushim Yeshaveira. So the way the Mishnah was set up, it was set up in a very concise oifen, the condensed oifen, Kehenes Leviya V'Yisraelis, Shanosa Kohen Levi V'Yisrael. So there we can say Elchon Achar Azocha. By Achalola, we can't. It doesn't go into this set of Kohen Levi v'Yisrael. So therefore, we had to say. But it's true. That it's true. Also, we go Bosa the Zocha. So therefore, the Mishnah had to say Kol Mokim. So the Kol Mokim is Malba. Another case, we go Bosa the Zocha. Kol Mokim that we go about the Zochet, which comes to Kula Yisrael Shanasa Chalom. Fine. Frag the Gemara weiter. Wo ike, I have another case that you go about the Zochet, and the Mishnah didn't mention it. The Rabbe Bar Bachone. The Omar Rabbe Bar Bachone on the Omar Rabbi Eichenin. Mitzri Sheini Shenosa Mitzris Rishain. Now, you have here, the thing is, by a Mitzri, the Megai themselves, their Shlishi Yovei Lekalasha, which means that if a Mitzri is Megai himself, that's a Mitzri Rishain. His son is a Mitzri Sheini. The third son is Mutalovi Bekalasha. So now, what will be the din if you have the father was a Mitzri Sheini, the mother was a Mitzri Sheini? So Rabbi Baba Chone says, you go boso the father, and the child is Mutalovi Beklala, but the Kalashem. So Mitzri Shniya, the married a Mitzri Sheini, go boso the father. Oh, so now I have another case. This is Yesh Kedushin Vein Aveira. You go Bosa the Zocha. So now, why don't we stick this into the Mishnah?
Ike der Rabbe Babachon, der Dome Rabbe Babachon, der Rabbe Jochen, der Mitzri Sheini, Shanoso, Mitzri Srishoino, der Noa Shlishi. So the Gemara answers, Abitam, the Kalmokim, the Reishel Asuye. The Kalmokim is also Marbelis. So the Kalmokim is Marbel now two cases. Kalmokim is Marbel Yisrael Shanoso Chalola, and Kalmokim is Marbel Mitzri Rishay, Mitzri Shay Nishanasa, Mitzri Rishay. Fine. Ula Rav Dimi da Omar Shayni Have. Now Rav Dimi holds that a Mitzri Shayni, that married a Mitzri Rishayne, the blood is a Shayni. So what does that mean? Rav Dimi holds you go boss of the Pogum. You don't go boss of the father, you don't go boss of the zohar, you go boss of the pogum. So since the mother is a rishain, so you go boss of the mother and the blood is a shein. So according to Rav Dimi, we have a stira from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, kol mokim, sheyesh kedushin ve'nevel hilchon achar ha-zohar, here you go achar ha-pogum. So the Gemara answers, Abitoni, Ezezu, Lemute. Oh, we have already a teretz on this kasha. Ezezu is coming to be Mamayat. We're saying, Hilchanach HaZocha, but certain cases. Tavke, Kehenes, Leviya, V'Yisraelish, and also Lekain, Levi Yisrael. There we say, Hilchanach HaZocha. But we are Mamayat other cases. We're memayit ger shenosa mamzeret. That's one miyit. And and then we're also memayit cholo shenosa. Yeah, so that's also my Cholosh Nasa Basi Yisrael. According to the story, the blood is a Yisrael. So we have now three cases that the Isis who is Mamai, Ger Shanosa Mamzeres, Cholosh Nasa Basi Yisrael, and according to Rav Dimi, Mitzri Shaini Shenosa, Mitzri Shaini Shenosa, Mitzri Shaino. So the third case, that is Yesh Kedushin Dain Aveire, and we do not go Bosa Bisach. So the Gemara asks one more kashe. Ve'ike Dechiyosi Rovin Amar Rabbi Yechon, have another case. That you have Yesh Kedushin Vein Aveire, and you don't call Bosa the Zocha. Also, Rabin Amar Rabbi Yechonin as follows. Bu'umais Haloich Achar HaZocha. Bu'umais Haloich Achar HaZocha, which is no Shaykhis to our Mishneh, because Bu'umais Haloich Achar HaZocha, there's no Kedushin over there. We're talking about when they're going. And just a preview of what the Gemara is going to say, Pshat, Bu'umais Haloich Achar HaZocha means that the father was a Knani, and the mother was from a different Ume, if the father was from another Ume, and the mother was a Knani, so then he's allowed to live, he's going to kill him. So, but Ume, so loich achazocha, but that's not a geba. Nizgayru, but if you have two Umes, loich achar hapogum shebishneim. Now, just we should know what we're speaking about, so let's just say what the Gemara says on the day. This means as follows. Nizgayru holoch achar hapogim shebishneim means if the father was a ger amoni and the mother was a ger mitzri and she was, let's say, a der rishon. Father was an Amoini. Amoini, the din is Loyovi Bekal Hashem, Ad Oilom. So you have here Amoini married, again Amoini married a Giyaris, a Mitzri. Now, This is Yesh Kedushin Ve'en Aveira, the Lautenham. Yesh Kedushin Ve'en Aveira. Now, the Halacha is, Ravin Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, the Halacha is as follows. Hoichin Aleichach Apodum Shebishneim, which means as follows. If they're going to have a son, so then you go Basa the Amayni. So he has a din of an Amayni, he's also Loilo. Chapodim Shebishneim. To be a Mitzvah is only also the Dereshaini. But there's Amayni also, so it's also Loilo. If they have a daughter, so Alt Amayni would be Mutta Amayni Vulay Amayni. So then you go Achad the Mitzvah, but it'll be a Mitzvah Shaini. So the daughter will be a Mitzvah Shaini. Al Kaponim, Ravin said, so Ravin said this halacha, that if a Maini will marry a Mitzris, Haloich Achapogam Shebishnayim. And an Egei Alonu, that means, so that if they had a daughter, it will be a Mitzris Shaini, Yonkabasa de Zocha. Yonkabasa de Zocha. So how does this stim with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, Kamokain, Sheshkabushin, Beinabe, Yonkabasa de Zocha. So the Gemara says, Tana Eizezu Lemute. Well, we said about the Yeteret, that the Eizezu, that thing, that we're saying, Haloich HaChazocha, we said there's only three cases that there's Haloich HaChazocha. Gehenes, Leviyah, Yisraelis, Shemosu, Lekayim, Levi, Yisrael. These three cases, Haloich HaChazocha. But Robin's case, and the Amayli that married a Mitzris, and then the other cases we want to say that, let's say a Mitzri Sheini will marry a Mitzris Rishayna according to Rabdini, or a Ger will marry a Mamzeres, or a Cholo will marry a Yisraelis. In all these cases, the din is that we don't come back to the Zohar. So that is the Mir that I visit. Now let us see Rashi. Look to Rashi. Ger shenose mamzeres v'yesh kedushin v'ein aveira according to Rabbi Yaisi. The ger muta b'mamzeres v'Rabbi Yaisi. Oma, because Rabbi Yaisi holds kal gerim le'mitriko l'kalon v'teiret zah. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's Yesh Kedushin V'Yesh Aveira, and that is why you go also the Pogum. So the Gemara is Nisnai Gabi Kedushin V'Yesh Aveira B'mas Nisim B'Hadi Amonu L'Tayim Gavu. The Gemara says, Kol Mokim, the Sefer, the Yesh Kedushin, the Yesh Aveira, Kol Mokim, Kloba Mashme. The Kol Mokim is Mashme, it's a generality, we're being titled. Vesuye Hach, Leporish Lotahedya. This is coming to be Malta, even though we didn't mention this till now, this is among the Tain Godel. But the Kol Mokim will come to be Malta, Ager Shanosa Mamza. Viboyis Aimo, Loilam Rabbi Yesi. The Omager Mutter Bamanzer. Could be the mission is going according to Rabbi Yaisi. Who the Kashalach Kloli is a cloud. Komokim Shesh Kedushin Bein Aveire. Avlad Eilach Achar HaZocher. Alav Matnis Alav Kloli Kayo. The mission is not only just a generality for all of the Lahochi Tone Bo Ve'ezezu. The Mishnah specifies in which cases do we say Haloich HaChazocha Kehemes Leviyah America in Levi Yisrael Lemeimre Dahani Hu Davlat Haloich HaChazocha Avo Yesh Acherim. That means Mam Ger Shanosa Mamzeres Avo Pishe Yesh Kedushin Vein Aveira Avlat Haloich HaChazocha. So that was the Gemara's Peretz on Rabbi Yaisi, that the Mishnah only specified only these three cases, that is Yesh Kedushin, Ve'en Aveira, Then we go Basar the Zacha. But other cases, we do not go Basar the Zacha, we go Basar the Pogam. Right, the Gemara. So what are you telling me? That these cases that the Mishnah enumerates, these are the only cases you go Basar the Zacha. The Eizezu Vesulai, Klaima in Kay, the Eizezu Dafke, Eizezu means only these three cases. Avomidi Achini Loyozalachar Azocha, Gabi Yesh Kedusha Mein Aveira, Arei Chomo. So the Gemara asks, they have another case of Yesh Kedusha Mein Aveira, we go Basar the Zacha, Acholo Shanosi Yisraeli, Vesna Lekamon, Bas Cholo Zacha, Psula Lekahunet. Alma acha azochu umikri chalole. So we see there's a fourth case that it's yesh kedushin ve'ein aveira, and you go basar the zocha. And here it says, Yitam says, eizezu zamir. So the Gemara says, the Tana of our Mishnah krab destoys virulei letana dida. The Omar v'nois Yisrael mikve tare lechalole. Ubitok sheira lekune. It's very good now to be a zoo. According to the story by Rabbi Yehuda, we are memayit, a cholo that married a Yisraelis, even though it's yesh kedushin vein aveira, you go boss of the Yisraelis, you don't go boss of the Zohar. So the be'ezer zoo is very good. Rek the Gemara, but I have another case that yesh kedushin vein aveira, I don't go boss of the Zohar. That, and then I do go back to the Zohar. You tell me, Eizezu is a miyot, but a Yisrael shenosa chalolo, the yesh kedushin vein aveire. There's no aveire. The loy asura elul kahanim, a chalolo is only also the kahanim. Vahavlat heilach achar hazocha. In this case, if the mother is a chalolo and the father is a Yisrael, the blood is not a cholov, it's not a common. Bitoi ksheira lekunem, lemrinem, chaloli hi kepogim shabishnayim. So now I have a fourth case of yesh kidushin vein aveire, which you go bosa de zocha, and you just told me that eizezu is mamayit. There's only three cases that you go bosa de zocha. I have a fourth case. Yisrael shenosa chaloli. So the Gemara says, yeah, it says in the Mishnah Kolmoke, that the Eizezu is only speaking about three cases, but the Kolmoke is coming to be Malba, another case, and the other case is coming to be Malba is a Yisrael Shanasa Halom. So the Gemara asks, V'nisnaya Behegye. So why do you have to have three cases with an Eizezu, and then a Kolmokim to be Malva? Let us put it, make four cases. Nisnaye behedye gabi kehenes labibi Yisraelis, and let's say kehenes labibi Yisraelis for halolo. And no man shall marry a Yisrael, so the blood is not a cholo. O mishani mishim loy masnilo. He can't stick in halolo in this set, the way the Mishnah put it. It will not fit in with this Loshen Kotza. The name we should say, the Ezoi, Kehenes, Leviyo, the Yisraelis, the Chalolo, Shenosu Lekoyin, Lelevi, the Yisrael. The Mashma Chalolo, Nami Lekoyin, Ein Aveire. That means if I will stick Chalolo in on the row of Noshim, so it seems that all these four Noshim are permitted to marry all these three anoshim, which is not true. So Mamele, so even though here we also go boss of the Zohar, but we had to make a different ribuy on this. We couldn't stick it into the way the Mishnah had said Apil Khanacha Azocha, which was three Noshim connected three anoshim. So therefore we had to be Marden, Yisrael Shinosa Khalolo, with the Kolmokim. So the Gemara asks further, Ve'ike yesh kedushin vein aveira davlat oilach acha zoche, ha de Rabbe Babachone. Rabbe Babachone said, a mitzri sheini, they married a mitzri shlishoine, the blood is a mitzri shlishi, she go bosa de zoche. Mitzri sheini, what does that mean? שנסגאיה עובד, מצווס ראשונה, שנסגאיה היא, בנו שלישי, מוטליס ישראלס, כדכתיב דו שלישי יובילה, וכיוון דייש קדושן ואין עדיינו, לבייס אבויסן קרינם בי כי ישראל. So we have here now another case that you go both of the Zohar. Rek to Rashi, Vohod amrinen diyevomez lohem haloich acha psulom. So Rashi says, the Gemara in Yevomez brings down. Here we're saying the Baal, Rabba Baba Chana holds, the Mitzri Sheini, Shenoso Mitzris Rishayna, She go bossa the Zoch. The Mokai Rashi says, since it's Yesh Kedushin Dein Adere, so here's all the halachas of a Yisrael. We have a klal mishpachoysam lebayis aboysam. But Rashi, there's a gemar in Yevomis that says, by a mitzri, lohem haloich acha psulam. You go bossa the posel. So lochayre, if that is the case, so the din should be a mitzri sheini, the amad a mitzvah sheshoine, it is what to be a shmiya. So Rashi says, haynu linyin Yisrael shenosa mitzvah. That what the Gemara says in Yevom Eslehem al-Hoch ha-Chapsulam is speaking about that one tzad was a Yisrael, one was a mitzvah, a mitzri shenosa Yisrael, yesh klushim v'yesh ha-beira, ha-tshloi she-beira. Havlat oilech achar ha-mitzri, so the lechem is going in the case of yesh kedushin v'yesh ha-beira. And that the lechem is going, you go bosa the pogo. Lechem aloich achar psulam. So this old posik lechem, you go after them. He's speaking about who's the them, if you have a Yisrael and a mitzri, or a mitzri and Yisraeli, so you go after them, after the posik. That's what the Lamb is speaking about. You have a Kedushin, Shiyesh Boyadere, you have one Tzad HaMitzri, one Tzad HaYisrael, Shigob also the Mitzri. Avolini Mitzri, a Mitzris, but the case of Rabbi Bar Bachon, Oman Abi Eichanis. So here we have both of them are Mitzri. Like Migmalon Hai Lahem Midi, here we can't use this Lahem to guide us where we go. Dabatavayu Lahem Kirinam Beitakel. Both of them are Lahem. Both of them are Mitzrim. So both of them are Mitzrim. So here, the Lahem that you go both to the Mitzri was only said if you have a Yisrael and a Mitzri, so that's Kedush Yesh Beveire. Then you go both to the Lahem the Mitzri. But if both of them are Mitzrim, so the Lehem does not guide us whatsoever. So Memelem, Vuhu Mitzri V'Mitzri, so then we have a different Seder from Aloich Acha Hazocha. V'Mishpachaisim L'Bei Saboisim. So that is why Rabbi Baba Chona Am Rabbi Yechinen holds that a Mitzri Sheini made a Mitzri Shlishoino, the blood is a Shlish out of the Mishpachaisim L'Bei Saboisim, and the Lehem cannot be used to tell me that you go back to the apostle. Hammer says you go back to the mitzvah, and that's only when there's one Yisrael among them. Ola Rav Dini. Now the Gemara is. So the Gemara says, so according to Rabba Baba Chana, you go back to the Zohar. So this I'll learn out from Kol Mome. Rek the Gemara, Ola Rav Dini. The Oma the Yevom is prepared to Ohu. Vishainihu, Rav Dimi says, if the father is a mitzri sheini, and the mother is a mitzri sheini, so Rav Dimi says that the blood is a sheini. V'yalef lo, and Rav Dimi learns it out, it says, me'asher yivoldo. And it seems, der shlishi asher yivoldo, so you look from who they were noilet from. Hakasai tolai belayde, lememre de basarime shadinalei. Mida like Steve Asher yoilidu. If it says yoilidu, then I'm going after the father. If it says Asher yibodu, I'm going after the mother. So therefore, Rav Dimi holds, if the mother is a mitzvah shayne, And the father is a mitzri sheini, the child is a sheni, go back to the mother. So the Gemara asks, so you don't go back to the zocher. So the Gemara says, it says, Vaisizu. Only in these three cases you go back to the zocher, you go back to the mother. So the Gemara asks, I have another case. We could gabi yesh kedushin bein aveirim havlad oilach achar apogum. And this is the case where an amoini married a mitzvah. Chiyasa rovin v'umis aloich achar zocher ish vishim aboi mishnei umis kedul kamo. Nizgayru di yesh kedushin ve'ein aveiro oilach havlad The Gemara says that speaking about that a Amoini married a mitzvah. And if a daughter was born, she go back to the mother, and she's a mitzvah shayni. Masnisin toni havlad oilech acha hazocha. So the Gemara answers, and the Aces of the Matatana says not all cases of Yeshkushin Bein Aveira do we go back to the Zohar. We said Aces do only in these three cases. And we have some other cases with Marba from Kolmokin. But like this, we memayit other cases of Yeshkushin Bein Aveira that we don't go back to the Zohar. So therefore, Robin that said an amoini that married a mitzvah, you will go back to the mitzvah. Not kashi from our Mishnah, because even though it's Yeshkushin Vein Aveira, our Mishnah said Eizazu, not all Yeshkushin Vein Aveira, you go back to the Zoch. Tana Eizazu, the Reishit, Lemutei, that the women might, not all cases, you go back to the Zoch. Ulash Minan, and this is coming to the Mashin Masnissan, like Klola Kayo. That the Mishnah is not including all cases. Eizazu. Umeireshe de Milsa de Rovin. Now, the first halacha of Rovin, that Rovin said that by Umishigobos of the Zohar. So there the Gemara Bechlau de Neske Kashi, let the Mishnah enumerate this. The Mishnah is speaking about Yesh Kedushin Bein Aveira. Vahanid loin is gairo ain't kan Kedushin. Umeis olach achar zocher is not Kedushin whatsoever. So that is so far the sugya. So we have here two mahalchim in the sugya. How to be in the Vaya of the Mishnah. And let's just go over again very quickly. You should have them on our fingertips. The first Mahala was the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. We had a Kasha. Ger Shenosa Manzeret. Halacha is the Vlad is a Master. Go back to the pocket. When the Gemara asks a Kasha Ger Shenosa Manzeret, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the execution by Nabeira, so the blood should be a Zohar. The first verse of the Gemara was, the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And a Ger is not permitted to marry a Mamzer. Kal Gerin, it's the Kohol. So Memele, so if this Ger Shenosa Mamzer fits into the second Bover, then you go back to the Possum. So then the Gemara had asked Akasha, so why is it not mentioned in the second mother? So the Gemara says, it is mentioned, Kol Mokin, she yesh kedushin, yesh hemein, ablad ilacha, apogim, so the Kol Mokin is mother. That was the first mahalach of the Gemara. Now, then the Gemara has a second mahalach, that the Mishnah could be going according to Rabbi Yosef. That Ger Shenosa Mamzeres is Yesh Kedushin Ve'ein Aveira. V'afal Pikein Havlad Ve'ilach Achar HaPogum. Your Mishnah says that Havlad Ve'ilach Achar HaZocher
So a ger shenosen amzeres, the blood should be mutter, not a, be a ger, it shouldn't be a mamzer. The Gemara says, well, look in the Mishnah is memayim. The Mishnah is saying, eizezu, that only these three cases of la telechacha asocha, when there's yesh kedushin ve'ein aveira. But other cases, there could be yesh kedushin ve'ein aveira, and you go back to the pogrom. So therefore, this Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara said, so why do you tell me Ezezu is a meal? This is the only case that you go, these are the only three cases you go Basel the Zohar. I have a fourth case, Acholo Shenazi Yisrael. You also go Basel the Zohar. The Gemara says, no, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi the Stoi B'Shem Ben Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Achol or Shenasi Yisrael, you don't go back to the Zohar. So the account of the Ezezu is very good. The Ezezu is going on this also. So then the Gemara asks, so you tell me the Ezezu is a Mir. So I have three kashas on this Mir. Yisrael Shenasa Chalola, that's one kasha. Then I have Rabbi Barbachone, Mitzri Shaini Shanosa Mitzris Rishaine. And then I have, so these two cases are, you go Bosa the Zohar. So why are you Memayat? You tell me Aces was a Miat. The Mara says there's a Ribui of Kalmokim. Kalmokim is telling us that, that's what Kalmokim is telling us, that there's other cases that there's Yesh Kedushin Ve'en Aveira. You also go back to the Zohar, and this will be Yisrael Shenosa Chalola and Amitri Shaini Shenosa Mitzris Lishaina. Now everything fits into place, more or less. So now the Gemara is going to ask Kakash. Hi, Mai. It's not good, and let us just, the Gemara sounds a little complicated, but really the Gemara is not complicated at all, but let's just say, to get things easier, what the Gemara's kasha is going to be. The reisha, everything fits in, the cases that you go also the zocha, that the Mishnah did not mention, there was Nishade from Kalmokim. The cases that you don't go both of the Zohar, there was this Maya from Aces. From everything, whatever fits in either to the Aces, this Maya from the Aces, or this Rabba from the Koma. Fine. This is the first Bava of the Mishnah. Now let's talk about the second Bava of the Mishnah. We have Kalmokim Sheyesh Kedushin V'yesh Aveira Hablat Eilach Acher Hapogam. Now, we just learned that Kalmokim is Marve, Kalmokim is Haribui. Now, what is the Kalmokim Marve? Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we said before, the Kalmokim is Marve, Ger, Shenosa, Mamzeres, Yes, Kedushin, Yes, Aveira. The Mishnah had not mentioned it, the Mishnah only said Yisrael, Shenosa, Mamzeres. The Mishnah did not mention Ger, Shenosa, Mamzeres. The Mamela, the Kalmokim, of this sense is coming to the Mahabha Gersh and also Mahabha. So things are stimming. But according to the second Mahabha, that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yosi, so Gersh and also Mahabha is Eina there. It was in the Smaya from the Aziz, fine. So what is the Kol Mokim of the second Bava going to be Malve? That means when the Mishnah speaks about Yesh Kedushin V'Yesh Aveira, the Mishnah went down the list completely. Amal Nekayim Gol, the Gush V'Gush V'Kayim Hedjit, Mamzer Nesim L'Yisol, Yisol Nos N'Mamzer. So we said all the cases of Yesh Kedushin V'Yesh Aveira go back to the Pogom. There's no more cases. So what is the Kol Mokim be Marbe according to Rabbi Yosi? This is going to be the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara
This is a little marich in this kasha, but this is the crux of the kasha. Right to Gemara. Hi, my. This whole mah, that would you say, that our Mishnah could go according to Rabbi Yossi, that's very difficult. Ni amret bishloime mas nisim Rabbi Yehudehi. If you'll tell me the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehudah, so then I know pshat the Reishin, I know pshat the Sefer. Kol mokim de Reishin, that says, yesh kdushin, ve'ein aveirin, coming to be marba, like the Yisrael, shenoso chalola. And if I hold, like Rabba Baba Chon, that a mitzvah sheini, married a mitzvah sheini, the blood is a sheini, a mitzvah sheini, married the blood is a shlishi, so then it's Mahaba the Rabba Baba Chonoish. What is the Ezezu? If I hold like Rav Dimi, that a mitzvah sheini, married a mitzvah sheini, the blood is a sheini, so then Ezezu the Muti the Rav Dimi, the Rovin. And Ravan also says that if an Amayni married a mitzvah, she goes on to the Pogim Shabishnayim, so the Ezezu is Mamayit Ravan. So Mamayla, the Reisha, the Kol Mokim, and the Ezezu, both of them have what to be Mamayit and what to be Mamayit. And the Kol Mokim, the Sefer, now when it says Kol Mokim, the Sefer, Lasiya Yer Shenosa Mamzeret, which is Yesh Kedushin V'Yesh Aveda according to Rabbi Yehuda. This was not mentioned in all other cases. We just said Amon Lokengo, because it was Kain Hagib, and there was a thing with Yisrael. Think about Amamzeret L'Yer. So the Kol Mokim is coming to the Mab Amamzeret L'Yer. Lasiya Yer Shenosa Mamzeret. Elei amret Rabbi Yossi, but if you say Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi, it's called Mokim the Reisha Kedamorim. Eisazu Kedamorim. The Reisha we plowed through already. There's other cases where Marbe from the Kol Mokim. There's other cases where Mamai from the Eisazu. That's good according to Rabbi Yossi. Ela kol mokim de seife, yesh kedushim yesh aveira, which l'chayre, the kol mokim is coming to be marbe. Another case, and you go back to the pogum, what is the other case? Ela kol mokim de seife, lesu yemai. So how can you say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi? I do not have a case for the seife of kol mokim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Mokim is coming. Again, Asa Mamzeret. After Kol Mokim, the Chesh Kedushim Yesh Aveira, Avlat Ha'ilachacha Apogum. Offer according to Rabbi Yossi, that's Yesh Kedushim Vein Aveira. So what's the new case of Yesh Kedushim V'Yesh Aveira that was not as yet mentioned in the Mishnah? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, Ulitaimeich, let me ask you a kasha. According to Rabbi Yehuda's Gevaldik, Yesh Kedushim V'Yesh Aveira means Yesh Nos Mamzeret. Ulitaimeich, Rabbi Yehuda, Ezezu D'Seifa L'Amli. What is the Ezezu M'mayit? Where do you have a Yesh Kedushim V'Yesh Aveira that you don't go bust to the pogum? Elo, so what's with this Ezezu? What is it M'mayit in the Seifa? Nothing. Alai didi ton ereisha Ezezu, ton the Seifa Ezezu. So just like in Rabbi Yehuda Gufa, you have to say the Ezezu of the Sefer is not coming to be Mamayit anything. So even though it's a misleading lotion, but he have to Eide, since the Reisha had to say Ezezu, because the Reisha is Mamayit certain cases, so he have to the same lotion the Sefer. So according to Rabbi Yossi, I'll tell you the Kol Mokim is talking not marbe anything. So why does it say a lotion of Kol Mokim? Because I did it on Ereisha Kol Mokim, Tony Sefer Kol Mokim. So Mamela Shalom Al Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Hi Mai. So the Gemara says, Hi Mai, Asugi Dishmaita Poli. Now, on this whole sugi, he said the Mishnah can go according to Abiyah, can go according to Rabbi Yossi. A sugi de Shmaitapa, the Shanin Alel, the boy is saying, we said a teres, Rabbi Yossi. Yamrit Bishloime Rabbi Yehudahi. So now Rashi explains. If you'll tell me like the first Tahala, that the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yehudahi, according to Rabbi Yehudahi, again, also B'man Zeres. Lefichos therefrom Nehri Lechacha Pogim Kedin Kolmokim Shiesh Kedushim Yesh Eveirim. Iki Leturutzi Kolmokim Demas Nisim Lasuye Mai. So then I have shot in the reisha with the kolmokim, and I'll have shot in the safe also with the kolmokim. Kolmokim the sins of see my base over to my kolmokim the reisha lasuye Yisrael shenosa halolom, that the blood is not a chol. You go back to the zocha. The bee takes share of the blood they look after a zocha. Uderabe babachonet. So also going according to Rabbi Barbachon, according to Rabbi Barbachon, Mitzri Sheini Shnosa Mitzri Sri Sheini, Yeshnish Menevein, Lafika Chablach Lishi, you also go Bosa the Zohar. So the Kol Mokim in the Reisha according, if I say the Mish is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so the Kol Mokim will come to include Yisrael Shnosa Chalole, Na Mitzri Sheini Shnosa Mitzri Sri Sheini. In the Ezezu comes to be Mamayit, the Ravdimi Yudarovim. In the Ezezu is coming to Mamayit Yesh Kedushin, Vein Aveire. Either that the Mishnah says you go Basa the Zohar, so it's coming to be Mamayit the Ravdimi. Claim the Ezezu, the Reish, the Mashma, the Baal Maloy Ozulach HaZohar. Is he Svir along to Ravdimi? The Av Mitzri Sheini Shonos La Mitzri Sri Sheini Bino Sheini. So you don't go back to the Zohar. Hashmin in Eise Zu the Masni Sin La Mutei Ho. Lo Yosol Bosu Zohar according to Rav Dimi. If the father is a Mitzri Sheini and the mother is a Mitzri Sri Sheini, the Rav Dimi says the child is a Mitzri Sheini. So you don't go back to the Zohar. V'chol mokim dereishe, then, if the loch is yigoba to the mother, chol mokim dereishe leitesi ela Yisrael shenosa chalola. It's only coming to be marba Yisrael shenosa chalola. Uche derovin, the oma, and also the eises who is coming to the mamayit, nizgayro loich achar apogum, leyoz racha zoche, baba gavdein habeirin. V'yisvir alon ke rabbe bar barchone that a mitzri sheini shanos a mitzri sri sheini the blood is a shlishi. So then, v'marbedat on komokim, I see lo mi komokim the reishe, v'yizlo miyuti the rovim l'chudei, and a moini that married a mitzri. But according to Rabbi Yaisi, komokim the seife di yesh klushim v'yesh aveirem. So Bishloim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lassi Yiger, Shenosu Mamzer, Rabbi Yehuda, Yesh, Aveire, Ablad, Elechacha, Pogum, Zahave Mamzer. So Memele, Kedamoran, Lassi Yisroel, Shenosu Chalola. So Memele, Kamokim, the Reish is coming. You go back to this Yisroel, Shenosu Chalola. Ve'ezu, Zu, the Reish, Kedamon, Lamutei, the Rovim. The Mamayit Rovin that says Nizgayri Holocha Chapogim Shebishneim, so that's what Mamayit Rovin, or the Rav Dimi, the Gershon Osa Mamzeret. Abba Kalmokim, this is according to Rabbi Yaisi. Yeah, Abba Kalmokim, the Seifel Osu Yemai, Heichi Ashkechen Su, Yesh Kedushin, the Yesh Aveira, Avlat Holocha Chapogim, Bar Mahani Diktoni Bemasnissim. These are the only cases that you go both to the pogum. All the cases says in the Mishnah. There's no other cases that is yesh kedushin v'yesh aveir. You go both to the pogum. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yosi, we will say aidi the toner the reisha kolmokim. So it says in the sefer also kolmokim. Just as we have to say according to Rabbi Yosi. I did the Tony Aces on the Reich, and says Aces on the same. This is to be mevarer, according how the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosi. Now let us just see further the Gemara, so we have a shtickle klolkai. So the Gemara says, Gufa, ki osa robin omar Rabbi Yehuda, bu'umois haloich achar hazocha. If I umas oilom, they have a zocha from one umar, and then they gave her from another umar loich achar hazocha. Nizgairu, Oloich Achar Hapogum Shabishnei. Now the Gemara is going to ask, what is the case? Mai Bo'umais Oloich Achar Hazocha. What does this mean? That by Goyim, you go after the Zocha. What does it mean? And how do we know it? Kedesanya. Minayin Le'echot Min Ha'umais Shebo Alakna. He had someone coming from a different nation. He came to Eretz Yisrael and he married a Knanis. So the father is from a different nation. The mother is a Knanis. So by a Knanis is a din le'sachaya kol nishama. By other women is no such thing. So the din is sha'ata roshoi liknoisai be'ever. That means ba'umeis I go also the father. And since the father is not a Knani, so you'll have to purchase him for heaven. So they listen, I call me Shomer. Talmud lo ima v'gam mibnei hatoyishovim agorim imochem. So the Pasuk means like this. Mibnei hatoyishovim means from the umis which are surrounding you, that hagorim imochem, that now came into Eretz Yisrael to live with you. They originally come from outside of Eretz Yisrael, so they're not Knani. Now they're Gorim Imochem, Mehem Tiknu, so you can purchase from them for them, because the Bnei Atayshovim, you go Boso the Zocha, and the Zocha comes not from Eretz Yisrael, so he's not a Knani, so there's no din leistachaya kol nishama, Mehem Tiknu. Yochel, now here the on the side is the good gears. Yochel af aknani shel bo al achas min umeis vohili bench at a shoylik naiseleva. Maybe the same thing will apply. If the father is a knani and the mother is from Sharumit, Talmud loimer asher hoylidu ba'altachem min hanoylodim ba'altachem. Loi min hagonim. So, I mean, Alodim Ba'altachem means that Bibnei HaToyshovim, that these are speaking about the Toyshovim came from a different Umer. Hagorim Imochem. They're now living with you. So, the children Asher Elidu Ba'altachem, which they're living now with you, and they gave birth to from someone who lives Ba'altachem, that means a Knani. That means the father comes from a different Umir. And the mother is a Knani. So you go both to the father, Mehem Tiknu. Oloi min ha-gorim Ba'altachem, Totim Rashi, but not if a Knani went to a different Umir. And he married an Ish in a different Umir. So then the child is really a Knani. And then this son comes to live in Eretz Yisrael. So by him, there's a din le'sachaya kol nishama. We go boso the zocha. Let us see Rashi. Mai ba'umis aloichach hazocha. L'mai hilchus ayesh la'alichach hazocha. Kol zman shalein yizgayru. What is the halacha? What halacha are we speaking about? Uminolon the boso zocha zlinon. And how do we, what halacha is it negeya? And how do we know that we do go Basa the Zoch? And I'm laughing, the Kolom is Shabba Ilam. She'enam min umay shalach et Yisra. Shama kosa balem lo yisachaya kol nishome. Shabba la knani shi bachla lo yisachaya. How do we know? The father is from Sharomi. And the mother is a knani, said you go Basa the father. So Rashi says, that what it says, knani is what? Daftu, or the lechivis, or the yivusis. All of them is a nilin sechai. Elo shekulam nikam Hashem k'ani v'chzi v'eretz k'na. Sha'atorishoi Liknoi say the habits of the father was Mishar Umet and the mother was a Knani. The Shadina lay Boso Zoho Umuta Lechayoisom Tamaloi Mivigan Bimne Hatoishov. Now me next Eve. The previous passage is speaking about that you have avodim that come from goyim asher sviv veiseichem she'enem mizaynut. That means it's coming from other umes, time mitzad ha'of, time mitzad ha'ei, and tikna have it vom. V'somach lei, now the next passage says, abigichet. V'gam mibnei ha'teishovim, kleima. Not only that the child was born, but also from the children, that the Melidim, the Schorim, are Teshavim Aboim Logum Imochem. The fathers Taki come from a different number. Who may lead him in Aknanis, which are an Eretz Yisrael. It's also Mehem Tiknu. Because you go Boso to Zocho. That's what the Bosik says. Mehem Tiknu. Min hanoi lodim ba'altichem, asher heilidu, b'nei shar umais, mibnoi ta'altichem. That the Teshavim from other Umeis that came to God in Eretz Yisrael, and they were Meilid Mibnei Sartachem, Shleit Dosan Ba'altachem, Ba'ayinu, he may say that the mothers are Knanim. But, La'afuki, that if a Knani went out and married someone Me'umishniyim, V'loi min agon Ba'altachem She'lidu B'nei Artachem B'mkoymai Sachem, that a Knani went out to a different woman had a child, Mibnoi Sharumi, but the father's a Knani, Ubo Abonim Logur Kan Eitel Avoisom. So here we say, no, here you go, Boso the Zohar, and since the Zohar was a Knani, so the child is also a Knani, Zun Lissachai. But there is Koinim Gassinim, Uloi Min Aknanim Sheba Altachem, Kloima shenildu minaknan.